Sorry, sorry, if you could just explain again the difference between repairs and having something okay. new built.
The repairs in rental units are do not have to be up to the same standards as original equipment put in. And they say you can have a second class toilet put in when you originally had a first class one. You could have one maybe that isn't the right color. And you can have them hook up pipes and slap some plaster on your wall where it went through, and they don't even have to paint. You see, it's all lesser. And again, you don't have any choice in it. It's left to the landlord to say, hey, this is a good enough job. That's it. And as I say, all the way down the line, I kept seeing so much in favor for the landlord. They can do things at their own timeline. They don't necessarily have to tell you when they're going to get around stuff. They don't have to always use standard materials. They don't always have to use standard installers either. This is what we were discovering. Some people, you wondered, does he really know? Or do I have to tell him where to put stuff? You know, it kind of made me a little concerned about things. How much do you know in repairing this stuff? Is this your sideline? You know? So there's a lot of iffy spots. And again, there's no way to come back, really, unless you want to use the tribunal. And that means that you, the tenant, has to pay $45 to be considered. And if you don't show up with, you know, photos or whatever and say, hey, look, he did a really sloppy job here, you may or may not get an agreement from whoever is adjudicating your case. They might just say, well, it doesn't have to look pretty, it just has to be functional. That's the way they look at it. So again, you're not in the loop. So landlord licensing to me is a redrawing of the whole contract between landlords and their clients, the tenants. And it means that you're going to have some common ideals, some common standards that you both agree that you will follow. And that there is some kind of mechanism for redress if things don't grow right, if they're not done right, if they're not done in a timely fashion. There has to be some sort of way of pushing things along. So yes, we asked for some fines, because as far as we know, there hasn't been one landlord ever fined in Ottawa, despite how horrendous the problems have been. So, you know, if you don't have any kind of consequences, why would you hurry and do anything? No one's going to touch you. And we feel that you have to have some consequences to make this work. I mean, certainly, if I was mad enough and decided to withhold my rent because you, the landlord, did a lousy job, guess what? You have the ability to evict me. But I can't. You know, I don't have the same power in dealing with the landlord at all. So this is why we think landlord licensing would change things. It would have a better relationship of respect between tenant and landlord. It would mean that the tenant would finally have recourse to have bylaw officers take a look and sign off on repairs that had been a problem. So you're putting really the responsibility on the city to enforce its laws, which is what we wanted. We didn't want to have to, you know, rely on somebody else who just wanted to get out of there in a hurry and spend as little as possible. We want to have a good repair. We want to be able to not have to chase after our landlords. We want to be able to say, okay, fine, we've got the paperwork. This is going to be done. It's going to be done in 2 weeks. And you're going to notify me, and when the repair is done, we're going to get it signed off by bylaw, and then it's going to be done. We're not going to be chasing after each other again. Come and finish this. Come and paint this. We see that, you know, this will be more taxing on the bylaw officers, but it also means the whole rental stock will be maintained in a much better fashion. You won't be having so many to be demolished. You won't be having so many problems developed that a whole roof would have to be replaced when you take care of the problem first. Because this is what's been happening. So many places have been allowed to decay because they didn't want to spend a lot of money on repairs. You need to have a good standard of maintenance. And this is what landlord licensing would be pushing towards, a much better standard than what we have now.
All right. Well, thank you, Mavis. Thank you especially for talking about your personal experience with landlords, mm-hmm. In particular with repairs and winter eviction, those sorts of things. And then also talking about the Healthy Homes campaign and the landlord licensing. So just going to ask you, are there any upcoming actions or events coming up at Ottawa Acorn?
On this Saturday, March 10th, from 12 until 3 p.m. at Britannia United Church, which is at 985 Pinecrest Road, we're organizing a forum and outreach blitz as we get geared up for the municipal election in October of this year. Now, the last forum we had lots of people and it was great. It's part of our Agenda for Change campaign, which is all about building a progressive base of voters to tilt the balance of power at City Council. So we'll be having guest speakers from unions and allies, launching our Agenda for Change website, and doing training on outreach, and then canvassing the neighborhood in pairs. Anyone listening, we really encourage you to come. If you have more questions about the event, let the office know at 613-746-5999, extension 2, or ottawa@acorncanada.org.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for listening to Mavis and I talk about Ottawa Acorn's campaign on healthy homes and landlord licensing. So this has been Acorn Canada Radio, where radio meets justice. Till next time. Thanks.
You're welcome.